So this week, the focus is going to be, we're going to be looking at overeating, and we're going to be thinking about two key concepts. Number one, ending overeating is super hard and almost impossible when you are judging yourself over it. So what this looks like is you have an overeat, and rather than thinking about what are you going to learn from it, what are you going to do next time, really focusing on forward movement and that kind of stuff, you immediately drop into judging yourself like, I can't do this. I knew this would happen. I must be a loser. Something's wrong with my brain, whatever it is. So you want to make sure that this week that you are, number one, listening when you have any kind of overeats, and that would include changing your plan. Maybe you eat past your two. Maybe you just do a total F it moment, whatever type of overeating it is. I mean, we're talking from I caught myself eating a piece of candy mindlessly all the way to I was fucking pissed off at my boss. I stopped at the drive-thru on the way home and I ate it as fast as I could. Any overeat, I want you to pay attention this week to listening for the conversation that you have with yourself after. We need to really work on, at this point, starting to shift that conversation. One, two, I know I'm going to keep going. This is just something that happened. Overeats are going to be part of the process. I refuse to waste any of the learning. So I want to make sure that you're doing that. I want to make sure that you also pay attention for if you're beating yourself up, if the negativity comes in, and you'll know that because it will feel bad. That's how we know we're judging ourselves. I want you to say, that's normal. I'm really learning how to stop the beatdowns and start processing things. It takes a little while to shift over into that mindset. It does not click overnight. So you will notice that I'm going to be helping you release judgment, but that doesn't mean just because I've pointed it out that it all stops on a dime. What it means is that you start hearing it more, and then you're like, what? I didn't even hear all this before. And then sometimes we feel bad about it. And I want you to know it's just normal. You don't even need to waste time feeling bad about it. Everybody goes through that part. And then it comes in, and rather than feeling bad about having it or letting it just run on autopilot where it does feel bad, you just start changing the conversation to, I'm going to learn this. So the three things you can do this week to lose weight. Number one is going to be continuing listening to the No BS program at your own pace. Last week, we spent a lot of time talking about all of the thinking. This week, if you're ready to move out of thinking thin and move into phase three, feel free to start our overeating series. Phase three is all about overeating, about urges, how your brain works with urges, cravings, temptations, how normal overeating is, why it's happening, how it probably got started, processes for ending it, all that kind of stuff. So if you're ready, go ahead there. If you're still working on phase one, you haven't even done phase two, I would highly recommend that you think about just listening to phase two at this point. Or if you're in phase two and you're like, I don't really understand the model yet, that's fine. The model will be understood. The journaling will be understood as you keep applying and using it and doing it and listening to things. You don't need to be excellent at the model in order to start phase three. I really want to encourage all of you guys. I was talking to the group yesterday. Like, most of the people who are really successful in PNP Tribe listen to No BS at least once a quarter. So especially for our newbies, please don't think you're going to listen to it once and everything just clicks into place and like all my woes with weight loss are solved. That is not how it works. Every time you listen to it, you're going to retain about 20%. You're going to practice 20%. You're going to work with the 20%. Then you'll circle back around, you'll listen again, and you'll pick up another 20%. And then you'll layer that 20% in on top of the other stuff. So continue to take your time. Just don't stop. That's the key. Step two is discovery worksheets. So that is in phase three. We're going to do a heavy emphasis on you guys using discovery worksheets this week. So what I would like everyone to do is if you will go to, your discovery worksheets are in two different places. So wherever you want to get them is fine. You can go over to No BS, and in phase three, the discovery worksheet is in there, or you can print all of the worksheets are available in one big file inside of No BS when you first go to the program. or you can go to the worksheets tab. We have an amazing resource called, it's weight loss resources and worksheets, or bonus courses and worksheets. You'll see it. It's clearly at the top of the page. I think it's the third button over or the third one down on your menu inside of pnptribe.com. If you go to the worksheets place and scroll all the way to the bottom, you will see the discovery worksheets are also right there waiting for you. Feel free to print off about 20 of them. I would say 20 is a good amount for a couple of weeks. Seriously. Most people are filling out lots of discovery worksheets so that they can really get to know their overeating, start minimizing, start reducing, it's an evolution. It doesn't mean you do one discovery worksheet. It's like, oh my God, that happened again. What's wrong? No. Some of my biggest losers in PNP will tell you they've done hundreds of them at this point while losing 50 to 100 pounds. It's not about not having discovery worksheets and not overeating at all. It's about the overeats themselves getting smaller, further and further apart, nuanced, different, all kinds of stuff. So print those worksheets off. So step one is keep going through no BS. Step two is to get your discovery worksheets in hand so that any overeats that you have this week, you can use them. And step three is you can join me on Tuesday, February 11th. I'm going to have a discovery worksheet lab. I'm going to talk about the discovery worksheet again. And anybody that wants to bring discovery worksheets or they want to bring their overeating, and look, don't come and say, I don't know why I'm doing it. If you don't do discovery worksheets, you don't get coached. If you come to the call and you're doing the discovery worksheets and you're still stuck, that's who I want to coach. I want to be coaching people who are like, you know what? I'm willing to look at it. I'm not going to walk in like saying, I don't even remember what I was thinking. I don't even remember what happened. I don't even remember where I was. I just know it's not working. That doesn't help you. And that call is powerful. Every time I've done one, people are like, this shit is real. Like, this helps. So even if you can't attend the call live, you still need to be doing your discovery worksheets. You can listen to it on the replay. We will have it loaded for you in the Private Member Podcast and in video replays over on pnptribe.com within about 24, 48 hours. Just remember, everything that I do, every single video, is always stored in two places. pnptribe.com, you click on video replays. That's where all the videos are. Or in your Private Member Podcast, we download everything for our private members only there so that you have it at your fingertips and you can listen to it anytime. Okay, guys, y'all have an amazing week. I will see you on Tuesday for the worksheet lab. Bye, y'all.